the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything that you'd like. That's right. We're here. Those other talk show hosts, they probably took today off. Here we are at 855-453. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
We invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. You can head there and enjoy the various features that you'll find there totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who not only want to take all kinds of time off the air, they also want to charge you to access their website. So go and use ours for free. In fact, you can control the content of the site by finding something online that you think is pretty interesting. You submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote up or down, whether they like or dislike what you've put in there, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our site at freetalklive.com.
You know, the holidays are funny time. People, you know, you're supposed to be having fun with family is what they tell you on TV. But there's always downtime. Even if you are having family events, there's time when you're sort of around and like, you know, we should go do something, except everything's closed. And
so everybody sits around and watches football or whatever.
Right. It's like the only live programming that's out there. And, you know, Free Talk Live tries to, you know, help you with those times.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way I see it is people are still driving, too. A lot of them on Thanksgiving,
sure,
driving to and fro different family locations, and the radio signals are still on the air. So,
well, it's also a good opportunity to introduce family members to Free Talk Live.
Exactly right. Maybe start up an argument or something like that.
Really get people mad.
I guess some people's Thanksgivings are a little more controversial than others. Thankfully, I haven't had that problem with my family. But
call in with your holiday disaster story.
Well, I think sometimes what happens is that, you know, families, it's sort of like a tree where the people grow apart, like branches grow apart from each other. And in some respects, you have family members who are more religious and less religious, and they come together. And then there is a certain sort of, I guess, someone has to give in some respect. There's, someone's like, well, I'm not really a religious person, but I guess I'll say the prayer for the family meal or whatever.
Or someone says something religious and the a-religious person has to hold their tongue for fear of starting something.
It does. I wonder how often it's the a-religious person that has to do it versus the religious person.
I would guess it's probably more the a-religious people.
I don't know. Religion does seem to have gravitas, and especially if it's the religion of the family, certainly the a-religious person
has. Yeah, I think it has to do with the number of elder generation, like grand folks and whatnot, are in the room, in the presence, that dictates whether or not the a-religious person, you know, actually says something because of, you know, you don't want to upset grandma or grandpa on Thanksgiving when they're all happy and
good
and
point.
All that
they
sort of
paid
stuff.
For all the food.
Right, exactly. And they're all like, oh, good to see you. Here's some money. I don't need money, but thanks.
Well, one of the comments,
I need money.
Yeah.
One of the comments that was made tonight by one of the people over at the Liberty Activist Thanksgiving that we had at the Keene Activist Center was that, it was great. There were about 25 people there, and it was a great time for everybody. But somebody made the comment that they were so glad to be there instead of at some family dinner because they would have had to have been part of a prayer at the family dinner, and nobody, at least noticeably, said a prayer at the Keene Activist Center, so they felt good about that.
I don't mind the prayer, you know, that doesn't do, I don't mind it at all. I was out with a friend, I think it was yesterday, and we went for a meal at the local diner, and beforehand we, said a silent, we're Quakers, we don't say prayers, you just sit silently.
Well,
for
that's
a
different.
Yeah.
When people are actually speaking, then there's always a chance somebody's going to be offended by what's being said. So I thought it was great. It was a great day here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, one of the destination cities of the Free State Project. People moving here to
still
New Hampshire.
Still undisputed media king of New Hampshire, or the Shire.
True. The Liberty Media King of the world,
yes.
Actually, is,
wow.
As a matter of fact. I don't think anyone can dispute that. And Manchester, obviously, a big draw as well. I think there were some Thanksgiving-y things going
certainly
on out there.
I think there's Thanksgiving celebrations all over the state.
That's right.
And if you moved here with the Free State Project sort of intention in mind, then you would definitely be able to find people to spend time with.
Sure.
And obviously, a lot of individuals who are able go home to their families if it's possible and feasible.
Yep.
But then there's a lot of individuals who don't have that capability, and so they spend their time here, and it's just the voluntary family, so to speak, gets together, and then it's a good time. It's always been a good time. Every holiday I've been here, going on 4 years, and next week it'll be 4 years.
Some great cooks.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, everything was great. And
the person who makes the turkey always gets to run away with the prize of the best thing, though. Because, I mean, turkey is tasty in and of itself.
Yeah. It takes a lot of
time.
You
don't mess it up. It is. It's a lot of work.
And it's a big, I mean, he's a big bird.
Yeah.
And there was two of these turkeys
two
this
of them,
time,
man.
So...
And they were gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they ate everything off of that turkey.
Plus a couple
it was
of
a big event.
A couple of folks are visiting up from Baltimore tonight, and they made a comment that things were cleaned up so quickly because there's just so many people around to help. It's great because it's great. One of the real perks to being up here is when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I mean, it's up to you if you want to plug into the community or not. There are some people that move here and, you know, they want to move off into the woods and not talk to anybody. But
or they stay in town and really don't talk to anybody. They just moved up for the Free State Project.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know who they are, right? Because if they don't come out, then they don't come out. And
there's some that rarely come out, but you know, see them about now and then.
But if you do come out and you do plug into kind of the social scene that is available.
It's there for you.
It's great because you're meeting people who are of a like mindset, and the comment from the gentleman from Baltimore tonight was that, you know, he feels like no one gets it where he's from, and, you know, almost like, you know, almost as though he's an alien where he lives. Like, it's just that feels that cast aside or that cast out, and it's not like that here because you've actually got, you know, 25 people in one place for Thanksgiving that are all on the same page from, you know, the Liberty perspective. And, you know,
I think part of the reason why it's so powerful is that, as opposed to having sort of a religious, you know, like if you're a religious person and you meet someone who's Christian and you guys can connect on, you know, the same religion, whatever it is, and you can connect on that belief system and you have some shared ideas and shared values, that's one thing. But that religion is only one aspect of a person's life usually. Whereas I think the liberty people, the ideas and the philosophies and whatnot of liberty are more of a total life sort of, philosophy. It affects every part of your life. The idea that you will, you know, try to peacefully navigate through the challenges and obstacles that life hands you.
And I think it makes it better as well for people that have differing beliefs in other areas. So, for instance, there are people, I mean, even though there wasn't a prayer said tonight, doesn't mean that there weren't people there who might be Christian. There are people in this movement who are very devout religious individuals, but they mix with atheists and they mix with agnostics and they mix with people of different religions.
I also think that they have their own little, you know, to some extent they have the guy, the folks that they hang out with. I mean, I usually go to a different Thanksgiving event that's put on by Free Stater folks. It's just, you know,
My point is that when you're around the Liberty community, you can mix with these people of different mindsets. You don't have to worry as an atheist that the Christian that you're talking to is going to try to convert you. That I've seen,
right,
at least.
There's very little evangelizing.
People seem to be very respectful of others who have differing belief systems because I think at the core of the Liberty belief, the Liberty mindset, is the idea of allowing others to have their beliefs and to have their habits or have, you know, whatever it is that their preferences are, and to not attempt to change those things about them. I've never felt that. I've never felt anyone coming in on me to try to, you know, try to make me think a different way or whatever. Any conversations we've just had have simply been
conversations. I think a lot of Christians have felt that way, though. I think that they've felt like people are coming in on them and trying to make them feel a certain way. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what the complaint has
been. I've never seen that.
Is that any time that they, you know, say something that's religious, then they tend to get jumped on by
some overzealous
atheists.
I have seen a little bit. But it's few and far between, and it's more, I think, more like debate-orientated than sort of hateful or bigoted or anything like that.
I think it's debate-oriented.
Yes.
I've never seen any atheists try to convert Christians. I mean, they may be atheists who are...
You're not talking to Christians, then.
I've been around for these conversations. I've seen, an atheist that's been very vehement about his beliefs, but I've never seen...
How would that look if it was a Christian that was being very vehement about their beliefs?
Well, I don't think it's a problem. I think that they can both separate afterwards.
The nice thing about it not being a Christian is that, the Christians generally have the, if you don't believe what I believe, you go to hell thing. The atheists say, if you don't believe what I believe, we're both worm food.
1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. My point was they could separate after the conversation and still be friends.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satanshow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up what you want. Live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here with you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. We invite you over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outposts carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and they do so at rates. I mean, you've got to check this stuff out. If you're going to be buying any camping, hunting, or shooting gear in the near future, you need to check out Man Venture Outposts' selection and prices. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
So let's get back into this discussion about religion and the liberty movement. Up here in New Hampshire is where we all live because we moved here as part of the Free State Project, getting as many liberty-minded people together in the same place as possible. There are over 11,000 people that have joined the Free State Project thus far. About 1,000 are actually in New Hampshire at this point, and we'd like to see that number grow to as large as possible. We'd like to hit the number of 20,000. That would be ideal. But if 30,000 can move, that'd be great, too.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
But, yeah, I mean, we're working on our way up to 11,000 and want to encourage people to move as quickly as possible. And I wanted to address something that you said before, Mark, in a little bit more detail, because it was a surprise to me. You had said that Christians, using the plural, had felt uncomfortable about conversations they'd had with atheists within the movement up here. And when I asked you to nail that down a little further, give me an example, because I've never seen it happening, you gave the example of a lady that was on our show for a while, Michelle. And she is a very opinionated lady, and she's the kind of woman who's going to start that conversation in the first place. And
I've seen the way I heard the story portrayed, but...
Okay.
You know, as a matter of fact, I saw on a Facebook post, and this is the only way that I would have privy to this, that, you know, she made some comment on a Facebook post, and somebody, and if you want to name names, Tommy, when it jumped in and, you know, without sort of prompting, had something to say about it. So, I mean, you know, I don't know if it has to do with the history between the two, but if this is happening, for one, it seems reasonable among, you know, the small amount of Free Staters I know, that therefore it must be happening elsewhere. I just don't want to make it seem like the only,
well, right,
the only class that ever has to deal with any kind of a strife in the context of the religious conversation are the people that don't believe in a religious thing and have to deal with, oh, those people are praying at Thanksgiving. I mean, you know, let's be clear that there are all different kinds of people, and there's tensions in all different kinds of ways.
I see them getting along. I mean, I've seen some conversations about religion, and I've seen people have very strong beliefs about their religion, but I've never seen them be unfriendly to one another afterwards. I've never seen those conversations affect them, you know, long term or anything like that. That's been my observation. JJ, I don't know if you've experienced anything differently.
I don't know how I'm getting pushed into this position that I think that this has turned into some kind of Hatfield and McCoy thing. I'm just saying the conversations have occurred, right?
Conversations have occurred, but are you saying that, you know, they're real hard feelings afterwards? Like
some people have them.
I don't know of any of that.
I haven't had anyone express that to me, but at the same time, I know, you know, well, Michelle's situation, I've seen, you know, that sort of stuff. And I think in the case that I've seen, people that sort of argue with Michelle or whoever else is religious are definitely the kind of people that are just argumentative.
Yep.
To respect about that sort of thing, like the post you were talking about, I think, you know, was probably along the lines of maybe trolling or just sort of poking fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it depends on the person on the receiving end, you know, their perspective. Of course, they can be butthurt about whatever they want, however many times or for whatever reason. There doesn't necessarily have to be some prescribed justification for being upset. You can take offense to anything. But as far as long-term sort of problems, I don't really see that. But at the same time, I think people have learned that, you know, certain conversations are going to elicit a certain kind of passionate dialogue.
From some
yes.
People. And I have seen, there's one guy in particular I can think of that is a very devout atheist and very kind of will, you know, tell you about it and doesn't, you know, isn't afraid to kind of go on the attack. And I think that there are, you know, Michelle is also a very devout Christian at the same time. And you put the two of them together in that conversation and things might seem a little uncomfortable, but I still see those two interacting. They still come to the same parties. They still come to the same places. places, everything seems to be fine. My point was, Mark, people may have a very heated conversation about religion, but because they are connected from the liberty standpoint, that they're not, you know, trying to force each other to believe a certain way. Maybe they have a vehement feeling about their religion or lack thereof, but I've never seen them, you know, real hard feelings follow those sorts of conversations.
That may be where you're coming from. I'm just, you know, when some of the conversation that was going on here was like, oh, those darn Christians aren't infiltrating our group, and when they do, they keep the, they sit in the back of the bus and they don't say anything.
I don't think that was said tonight.
That was the sound of it, and I want to make sure
that
the other end.
What made you
of,
think that?
What's that?
What made you think that?
The feeling of the conversation. Did you want me to play back something?
No, I'm just wondering what if there was something specific that was said that
no
made pra-
no
think
prayers
that.
Were you know mentioned or anything like that specifically. Hey,
someone
you know, we
commented
didn't have to do with prayers. Yeah.
Someone commented. I was just simply relaying what someone said tonight about the Thanksgiving dinner that was had locally here. That's all. I mean, we had a religious based kind of theological discussion last. I think it was just last night or the night before that at the KAC.
Yeah.
And that was it was fine. I think religion comes up when it comes up, and everybody's respectful towards one another for the most part.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that was all that I was trying to say, Mark. You kind of took it off in a different direction.
Oh, yeah. It's all my fault.
I think that Christians should feel welcomed here because there are Christians all over the place. I mean, some of the most active and visible activists that we've had have been very, very devoted Christians.
Yep.
So... 855-450-FREE. I think that there are probably some Buddhists within the movement as well, and people of all sorts of religious belief systems. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. Of course, it is Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, and inevitably that means that we probably should tell the same old story we tell every single year. Long-time listeners have...
Yeah, I mean, same old story. This is a story that most people probably have not heard. Even, you know, if you've listened to Free Talk Live for a long period of time, you have.
Right, most people outside of lengthy listeners of this program.
Yeah, and there's been attempts to debunk this story. And, in fact, you know, we debunked the debunkers last year. So, you know, but I think that the story is entirely instructive in that it gives a really great view of sort of these ideas of, you know, communism and egalitarianism. That kind of thing.
I don't know if I should really go through and read this thing. Mark, if you want to pull it up, I'd appreciate it. It's at the top of lourockwell.com. Anybody that wants to see this, it's at lourockwell.com. I'm still kind of getting over being sick, and I was reading some copy for a commercial today, and I was having trouble getting through a few lines without kind of having my, I don't know what's going on, but still, I'm still hacking phlegm up in the morning, and so that's still affecting how much I can actually, you know, how I can continue to speak. So we're going to share the real Thanksgiving story here with you in just a moment. Also would love to get you and your thoughts on here as well. About whatever's on your mind, 855-453. Maybe you want to tell us what you're thankful for. I am really thankful to be here with you guys tonight and that we have so much fun and so many great listeners and supporters and advertisers and all these great folks that have moved up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I'm really thankful for them as well as everybody that loves liberty that's coming here. It's Free Talk Live.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there. We give them to you free. In fact, you can get signed up for the Free Talk Live news updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the news lists, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. I actually sent out an update late last night as I wrapped up some production work. Usually when there are holidays, it gives me an excuse to kind of change gears and do some other things that I normally wouldn't do during the week. And I got some production work done, did some 60-second promos, like to make some of those from the old show archives from a long time ago. I was working all the way back to, like, 2008. I have so much promo material that, like, I've just been making notes about over the years. And since I'm the only one who makes them, I do at least 12 a year, so kind of like one per month is averaged out what it is, but I usually only do it two or three times a year, and so I do like six at a time. So there's some great moments, like the lady who was seeing visions of bunnies. That's my favorite
alien
one.
Bunnies,
yeah, the alien bunnies one.
Wait, that was the best promo.
Yeah, that was definitely the best
promo. From this bunch, yeah.
So it was weird. She called into the show to tell us about the story about how she saw a vision in her mind of these alien bunnies and it's hard for me to recount it all, but they had these habits, and she was talking about the Constitution, and apparently the bunnies were very concerned about the loss of freedom, and that they loved the Constitution, and basically she was treating us as though we were children when she was talking to us, and she wasn't very coherent with what she was saying, but I think that what it ended up breaking down to was that she had come up with some sort of a story that she could tell children to kind of encourage them to, you know, embrace the Constitution and think, stuff like that, and embrace freedom of speech. Like, I think her motivations were pure. It's just that she treated us as though we were five-year-olds.
Just when, trying the story out on us.
Yeah, yeah, when we were talking.
We seemed young.
With her.
How long ago did this happen?
This is a few years ago. Yeah. But the promo's up now.
I didn't even remember it until I heard the promo vaguely. Yeah. I only vaguely remember it now.
You can hear the promos over at promos.freetalklive.com, or you can just go to the news list, news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and then you can see it. Or hit our Facebook page. I always post everything on the Facebook page, too. You can find them there. Link to them there as well. So you can do all that stuff and call us up at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Thanksgiving, it being Thanksgiving Day, and we've got the Thanksgiving story from Mises.org over at LouRockwell.com.
Yeah, this is at LouRockwell. It's reprinted from Mises. It's written by Richard J. Mayberry, and it actually appeared originally in 1985. Now, this is history, so it doesn't need to be updated too often. Mm-hmm. And as I said, there's a debunking that came out, I think it was last year in the New York Times, and we debunked the debunking with historical documents. We spent much more time on it than I suspect we'll be spending on this relatively short article comparative to the time we spent last year. But this is something we do every year, and it's a great story for those who've never heard it. It really lays out why the ideas of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, people owning their own property rights, these things work.
Not only that, it's iconoclastic because it completely debunks, this story debunks the one that you get taught when you're in government school, which is almost a total fabrication.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Each year, at this time, school children all over America are taught the official Thanksgiving story, and newspapers, radio, TV, magazines devote vast amounts of time and space to it. It's all very colorful and fascinating. It's also very deceiving. This official story is nothing like what really happened. It's a fairy tale, a whitewashed, sanitized collection of half-truths that divert attention away from Thanksgiving's real meaning. The official story was the Pilgrims boarding the Mayflower, coming to America and establishing the Plymouth Colony in the winter of 1620-1621. This winter is hard and half the colonists die, but the survivors are hard-working and tenacious, and they learn new farming techniques from the Indians.
Thanks to Squanto.
The harvest.
I remember that name from school.
The harvest of 1621 is bountiful. The Pilgrims hold a celebration and give thanks to God, and they're grateful for the wonderful new abundant land.
Right, they leave out the whole part about slaughtering the Indians and, you know, all the other terrible things.
No, come on. America, this is a land of the free. We'd never do anything like that. That's crazy talk right there.
I don't think that happened the first Thanksgiving. I mean, there was an incident.
No, they starved.
There was an incident where the Pilgrims landed. They found sort of a vacated Indian village. They didn't realize how these folks traveled, and they took some seed corn and stuff like that, and so they had to make good on that. But as the case may be, the first winter was hard. Half the colonists died, but the survivors are hardworking, tenacious, and they learn new farming techniques.
You already went through that part.
Yep. The harvest of 1621 is bountiful. The Pilgrims hold a celebration and give thanks to God. They're grateful for the wonderful new abundant land He's given them. The official story then has the Pilgrims living more or less happily ever after, each year repeating the first Thanksgiving. Other early colonies have hard times at first, but they soon prosper and adopt the annual tradition of giving thanks for this prosperous new land called America. The problem with the official story is that the harvest of 1621 was not bountiful, nor were the colonists hardworking or tenacious. 1621 was a famine year, and many of the colonists were lazy thieves.
Oh, come on, really? No, listen, I have this fantasy about how America was created, and it's all wonderful and full of pomp and circumstance and glorious one-line quotes from generals and people with fancy wigs. This can't be true.
Got to have some wigs.
Lazy Americans. In the
history, I don't think that you can't draw any. I think Americans are some of the hardest working people in the world, and the reason is that property rights have been at least better in this country in the period of time that America existed.
Yeah, but there's one thing that encourages laziness, and that is a welfare system.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And that's basically what they had.
In his history of Plymouth Plantation, the governor of the colony, William Bradford, who was an unrepentant religious bigot, reported the colonists went hungry for years because they refused to work in the fields. They preferred instead to steal food. He says the colony was riddled with corruption and with confusion and dissent. The crops were small because much was stolen both by night and day before it became scarce. Eatable. In the harvest feasts of 1621 and 1622, all had their hungry bellies filled, but only briefly. The prevailing condition during those years was not the abundance the official story claims, it was famine and death. The first Thanksgiving was not so much a celebration of the bounty, it was the meal of condemned men. But in subsequent...
The last meal.
Yes. Does it say the last meal? I'm sorry. Yes, it does. I'm looking through the wire here. But in subsequent years, something changes. The harvest of 1623 was different. Suddenly, instead of famine, God gave them plenty, Bradford wrote, and the face of things was changed, to the rejoicing of the hearts of many for which they blessed God. Thereafter, he wrote, any general want or famine, hath not been amongst them since to this day. In fact, in 1624, so much food was produced that the colonists were able to begin exporting corn.
Now, that's a big change. It was all God, though, huh? Like, apparently God just waved his magic wand and made everything better, right?
I think God set up systems that are better and systems that are... And there are, if you don't devote the proper energy to those systems, you're going to have problems.
Well, I think that the colonists just respected the authority of the church and tithed their 10% as they should and ought to have. And, yeah, things worked out.
And they were blessed with bounteous crops.
That's
and
right.
Everything. No, it didn't happen that way at all, no, actually.
After the poor harvest of 1622, writes Bradford, they began to think how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop. They began to question their form of economic organization. This had required that all profits and benefits that are got by trade, working, fishing, or any other means were to be placed in the common stock of the colony, and that all such persons are of this colony to have their meat, drink, apparel, and all provisions out of the common stock. A person was to put into the common stock all he could and take out only what he needed.
But that sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yep, to each according to his need, and each according
from each according to damn it
his ability
from each according to his ability to each according to his need. It's an old Karl Marx quote, if I'm not mistaken. So that's how they were running the colony, was basically a communist wealth redistribution program. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. We're here to take your calls about anything, as always, at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there, totally free. Again, freetalklive.com.
You've probably been hearing a lot about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you certainly have. Obtaining them up to this point has been a little tricky. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store where you can buy and sell gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site and click on the live support link at the top. See the crypto exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of Bitcoin, we actually have a Bitcoin page on our site that allows you to contribute Bitcoins to Free Talk Live.
That is bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yeah,
yes.
Should you like, you can do that there. And then there's one of the many ways you can help support this program. Another one is to do your shopping at through Free Talk Live. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links to Amazon there. You can click into those Amazon links, and whatever it is you purchase, whether it's for you or a friend or a family member, because tomorrow is obviously Black Friday, huge shopping day, the biggest of the year. Huge.
Amazon is bound to have some deals.
Big discounts. People are promoting discounts all across the web. But if you're buying through Amazon, you know you're getting usually a great deal, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, and, of course, plenty of time to get things shipped before Christmas. So get on over to shop.freetalklive.com and order whatever it is you're looking for. Free Talk Live will benefit from your purchases. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And Mark, you're sharing with us entitled The Great Thanksgiving Hoax. It's available at the top of lewrockwell.com today. It's an old article from the 1980s over at Mises.org. And essentially, what it's doing is, or it's about to do, is debunk the kind of the classic traditional government school version Thanksgiving story, the one that says, hey, come on, they all came over and they got out together with the Indians and they had a bounteous Thanksgiving and everybody had a great time and everything was just super. But turns out that the first, 1621 rather?
Yeah.
was basically, as it's described, the last meal of condemned men. They
1622
were
stricken, too, also, right?
1640?
1622.
Oh, yeah, 1621 also. And 1622. They were experiencing famine. They were experiencing thefts. They were experiencing laziness. There was all kinds of problems that were contributing to the fact that these people didn't have much to eat at all. And so then things changed in 1623, where they had were given plenty. But it wasn't just that it appeared. It wasn't just that it was a good growing season. They changed their economic system. And as you were describing to us, Mark, the portion of the story we were just on had explained that the way things were in 1621 and 22 was kind of a central control situation where everybody who was growing something or manufacturing something or whatever it was they were doing, they'd have to put it in the common stock.
Right.
And then that common stock would be distributed to each member of the community according to their needs.
That's
so a very Marxian kind of perspective, even though this was long before Karl Marx was ever alive. And that is, you know, it's communism. And communism has been tried again and again and again. And
it seems like a really great idea. You know, if we could just control everything, then we could distribute it more efficiently. I mean, for God's sakes, doesn't that make sense? But
no, not at all. I mean,
it doesn't work.
Reverse. For one,
it doesn't work. The people that do the distribution will always be the ones that are taken care of, when the ones who don't do the distribution won't be. Those that put their stuff into the common stock are much less likely to work very hard if they don't get to benefit themselves.
They don't get to reap the rewards of their efforts. And if you've got an individual or a group of individuals, whoever it is that was in charge of this common stock, for instance, that is making decisions, they will always make decisions that are incorrect because humans are fallible and we make mistakes. Unfortunately, when it comes to food and you're trying to decide who should get what, well, then you might make mistakes that result in people starving to death, or the system that you've created results, as you pointed out, in people being lazy and not industrious. And
I don't
creating.
Know that it's lazy. It's just that their incentives are off.
Well, this is true.
I mean, but I don't think it's laziness.
But the idea behind the communism is that everybody loves this communist system so right. great that they're just going to put their back into it, and they're going to just crank out as much as they possibly can for the good of the community. And
but people soon realize that I don't have to throw my back out. Somebody else will do it, and
right.
I can just work half, I just do halfway.
Well, and that's what was happening. It was people were complaining, oh, I'm hurt, I can't work today, or, you know, they were coming up with excuses as to why they couldn't do what they otherwise should supposedly be doing by the system that they were
this
in.
This was the problem with prison labor. When I spent 9 years in prison, and I can tell you that this was exactly the same issue that they had over and over again. I did some roofing work with this guy, and we were just set off on our own to take care of the roofs on the bachelor officers' quarters and places like that. And I remember specifically him saying, oh, I haven't even found my lowest gears yet. I just keep on getting slower and slower.
Wow.
I mean, you know, and I don't have anything bad to say about him. Why in the world would this biker guy that, was thrown in for some stupid drug charge, actually a VOP on some stupid drug charge, want to work his butt off, fixing the roof of the bachelor officers'
right, where's
quarters?
The extra,
I can
where's
say,
the bonus?
In his defense, than when he worked with me, that he always did a quality job. He just didn't do it very fast.
Why rush it? You're going to be back tomorrow, you know?
Right.
And you're not getting paid any extra. So they changed the system, right, Mark?
What Indeed. This, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, was an early form of socialism and is why the pilgrims were starving. Bradford writes that young men that are most able and fit for labor and service complained about being forced to spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children. Now, these are quote marks here.
Mm-hmm.
For those that think
this
that the
from story, Bradford's Journal.
It's right from Bradford's Journal. For those that think that the story may not be true, go ahead and look it up yourself. Also, the strong or man of parts had no more in division of victuals and clothing than he that was weak. So the young and strong refused to work, and the total amount of food produced was never adequate. People who were the big guys didn't get more food than little women, and you can imagine how difficult that was. To rectify this situation in 1623, Bradford abolished socialism. He gave each household a parcel of land and told them that they could keep what they produced or trade it away as they saw fit. In other words, he replaced socialism with a free market, and it was the end of famines. Many early groups of colonists set up socialist states, all with the same terrible results. At Jamestown, established between 1607, out of every shipload of settlers that arrived, less than half would survive their first 12 months in America. Most of the work was being done by only one-fifth of the men, the other four-fifths choosing to be parasites.
Isn't that the 80-20 rule right there?
It is. In the winter of 1609-1610, called the starving time, the population fell from 500 to 60.
Whoa!
When the Jamestown colony was converted to a free market, and the results were every bit as dramatic as those in Plymouth, in 1641, Colony Secretary Ralph...
1614.
What did I say? Just
41.
1641, excuse me. Colony Secretary Ralph Hamer wrote that after the switch, there was plenty of food, which every man by his own industry may easily and doth procure. And these are in quotes. He said that when the socialist system had prevailed, we reaped not so much corn from the labors of 30 men as 3 men have done for themselves now. So it's 10 times as efficient. That's his claim.
Which is incredible, and if you think about it, one of the big objections that you hear from people of maybe the more pro-coercion, pro-monopoly violent mindset, the people that support the system, the status quo, as to why we can't get rid of, you know, government welfare, for instance, is, well, what about the poor? Well, I mean, if you look back, you can see that people were dying in mass in the past,
right,
under this similar kind of system, and then when people were allowed to keep the efforts, you know, what they've reaped from their efforts of planting and harvesting and going through whatever motions they were going through to do those things, when they were allowed to keep all that, then they had, not only did they have enough to take care of themselves and their immediate families, but they had a surplus, which means you've got enough to give away or sell at very, very cheap prices. There's no problem taking care of the poor when you yourself and your family are taken care of. Once you have enough for you, that's when you are in a position to be charitable.
That's when you start feeling charitable. When you don't have enough to fill your belly and your house is a mess and the roof leaks and things like that, you don't feel charitable at all.
Well, not only that, but when you have a surplus, you have incentive to get, you're not so much incentivized to get other things, but you have this idea that, well, I have more than I can eat, so I might as well, before it goes bad, I might as well trade it for something else that I want, something else that I value and that I need.
Sure.
And so now all of a sudden you have more trading going on because people have surpluses.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We'll come back with more here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You are certainly welcome to share your thoughts on this, or maybe bring up what you're thankful for. It is Thanksgiving, after all. We're here live from Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. This will be live throughout the weekend, of course. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Hour 2 is next. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays, and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.